Welcome back to day three of Unstuck. I'm Jenny Cole, CEO of Positively Beaming and author of Teach, Lead or Leave. And today we are talking all about energy. Not the kind you get from coffee, although Lord knows there is never enough of that. I'm talking about the energy you get from tasks, from people, from activities, the things that fill your cup versus the ones that drain it. Because here's what I've learned from 15 years of coaching. You can't decide where to go until you know what fuels you. So let's figure that out together. Thank you for joining me. I want to start with a question that I often ask at workshops that I run with teachers and leaders. And I say, hands up if you've used an Excel spreadsheet before. And most hands go up. We're professionals. We've all had to wrangle data at some point. And then I ask, now keep your hand up if you're fairly good at using spreadsheets. You might be able to sort data or create graphs, and you might be able to run a cheeky macro, whatever that means. And about half to maybe three quarters of the hands stay up. Fair enough. It's a pretty necessary skill in education. Now, this is the important one. Keep your hand up if you actually enjoy using spreadsheets. If organizing data into color-coded logical systems give you general satisfaction or joy, keep your hands up. Guess how many hands stay up? About three in a group of 30 people. But those three people, they love spreadsheets. They live and die by them. They can't imagine working without them. They use spreadsheets for their meal prepping on Sundays. Their colleagues go to them when the data needs organizing. Everybody else, we can do it. Some of us are actually quite good at it, but it doesn't give us energy. It drains us. That, my friends, is the difference between a skill, a talent, and a strength. Skills are things that we can do. Talents are things that we can do well. Strengths are things that we can do well, do often, we do voluntarily, and they give us energy. Listen to that again. Strengths give you energy. Other things drain your energy. Let me talk about why that matters. As a teacher and then a leader, you've undoubtedly developed high skills in a great many areas. Everything from navigating an interactive whiteboard to reciting the excursion policy by heart, you can lead a productive meeting, de-escalate a dysregulated student, plan differentiated units, write reports, manage parents, coordinate events, all the things. The list is endless. The things that you can do are phenomenal. But here's the trap. Just because you can do something, even if you can do it quite well, doesn't mean you should keep doing it. What brings you energy is working in alignment with your values, your character strengths, your styles, and your purpose. Let me give you a personal example. Creativity is my top character strength. When I feel like there's a lack of flexibility and freedom to innovate, I feel trapped. If I feel like I'm having to comply too much with other people's processes and regulations, I feel like I'm slowly suffocating. Yet, when I overuse my creativity, what happens is I am chasing every shiny new idea and I end up very scattered and ineffective. I will start 10 projects and finish none of them. The idea is to get that sweet spot, using my creativity in a focused way, like designing courses or writing this podcast series or helping clients see possibilities. That's when I'm in flow. That's when time disappears and I look up and realize 3 hours have passed and I'm not even tired. I could keep going all day. When you spend more time using your strengths or putting your strengths to good use in that sweet spot, work feels less like work and you have more energy at the end of the day. You're more resilient when challenges come up and you make better decisions because you're not running on empty. So let's do a quick energy audit. I don't want you to overthink this. I want you to answer honestly. I want you to think about a typical week. And I know in education, there's probably no such thing, but I just want you to think about a typical week. Got it? Good. Now, mentally list 5 tasks that you do regularly. It could be literally teaching. It could be planning. It could be playground duty. It could be meetings, parent emails, could be marking, could be data analysis, could be mentoring or coaching. Whatever the big chunks of work are. Got your 5? Great. Here's the question. For each of the tasks, would you mark it with a lightning bolt, meaning that it energizes me, or a battery, meaning that it drains me? I don't want you to think about whether you're good at it or not. Remember our Excel example? I am sure that you are really good at behavior management, but does it give you energy or does it drain your energy? I also don't want you to think about how important it is to your role. Obviously, teaching, if you're a teacher, is very important to your role. I just want you to think, does it give you energy or does it drain your energy? Go on, pause this podcast. Do it now. I'm happy to wait. Okay, let's take a look at your list. If most of your tasks are drains, if everything on your list or the great majority of them drain your energy, then we've found the problem. You're spending your entire working life on things that deplete you. Is it any wonder you're exhausted? If you've got a mix, some energizers and some drainers, then that's normal. That's great. Every job has its boring bits. Every job has its bits that we would rather not do. But the question is, could we shift the balance? Is there ways we could do more of the lightning bolt and less of the drainers? And if most of your tasks are energizers, then your problem possibly isn't your role. It might be your context, your workload, your boundaries, or something else entirely. So maybe you still love teaching, just not year 6. Maybe you still love teaching. It's something about your school context that is draining you. This is a really simple exercise, lightning bolt or battery, and it gives you incredibly valuable data about where some changes can be made. So how does this connect to those 6 pathways that we talked about yesterday? If you love your core work but hate the context, maybe the school culture or the leadership or the system that you're in, then you might need to pivot sideways. Same role, different environment. If you're good at a whole lot of things, but nothing lights you up anymore, you're just going through the motions, maybe you need to pause, give yourself a proper rest, and then reassess. If the tasks that do energize you are all about growing other teachers, influencing strategy, or leading change, you might be ready to stretch into leadership. Maybe you're ready to take on more. If absolutely nothing lights you up and everything drains you and you can't remember the last time you felt alive at work, you might need to leave. And that's okay. Can I just insert a little mental health warning here? If there is nothing in your life that lights you up, and maybe you are constantly feeling like everything is difficult, I really encourage you to see a mental health professional. I don't want you to leave your career if there are other strategies you could try first. But lastly, if you've got energizers in there, but they're buried under mountains of draining admin and compliance, you might just need to stay, but recraft your role, shape your job to do more of what lights you up. See how this works? Once we've decided on our energy audit points, it helps us decide on which pathway we could take. Okay, here is today's tiny experiment that I encourage you to do. I want you to set a timer for 10 minutes. Grab a piece of paper or open your notes app and list the 5 tasks you do regularly in your role. And for each one, mark it energizer or drainer. That's it. And over the course of the week, just notice the pattern. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about stories that might be keeping you stuck, belief systems like I'm too old to change, or I don't have any transferable skills, or I can't leave because of the holidays. Spoiler alert, that is all total bullshit, but we will get to that tomorrow. Thank you for joining me today. I'll see you then.